Bureau for Culture and Communication from Belgrade. We are going to make interview with our guests who came from Kosovo in Belgrade, and we will speak about their life and work and how they live in this political and social situation and how they see their work there.
Okay. Please introduce yourself, what you are doing and who are you, what is your name?
My name is Burcim Zeçiri. Actually, I work as a teacher in a school with pupils from 10 years until 15 years old. I have finished the Faculty of Art in Pristina, and now I'm attempting a study, post-diplomatic study in the same faculty. At the moment, I'm in the Belgrade. I am invited from the Ivana and Vida to present my artwork.
In Contact Gallery.
Yeah, in the Contact Gallery to present my artwork that I did before some years. Yeah.
Can you tell me, are you first time in Belgrade or you came already before? How it is for you to see Belgrade now?
No,
how
it is, okay, it's the first time and the first day that I'm in Belgrade, and I didn't see too much the city. I was just in the south center. I hoped that to meet somebody that came from Europe, because just now it's happening the
Film Fest
2006. And now I'm in the Contact Gallery to talk about a presentation that will happen tomorrow. Yeah, as I said, it's the first time that I'm in Belgrade, and I think that's this great city, great architecture, and the spaces. And sometime during that we walk to the city with Rutan and Alban, I said, I mean, is it Vienna or Belgrade? I mean, in some points of view.
Of architecture, yeah.
Yeah, most of architecture.
Yeah, yeah. It's very much like this Austro-Hungarian architecture.
Yeah, I mean, Austro-Hungarian architecture, and it was the question, there's no any big differences between.
And can you tell something more about about your work? Are you connected very much to, I know this work from Heta, Kosovo Embassy, for example.
Mm-hmm.
He's very much connected to the Kosovo somehow nation context or something, in a sense of Albanians and something like that. Are you also related very much to this context, or your work can be seen without these stereotypes, or inside of this context? How you see your work?
It's like sometimes you have a very clear intention of what you have to do, but maybe the viewers can, in some ways, can misunderstand you, because your ideas is somehow to fight, if I can say, to fight against the stereotypes and the classic patriotism that's especially in the Balkan.
Yeah.
But I really don't want to compare my work with Albert Etas, because my work maybe has something same, but has a lot of things, differences between. Of course, maybe I can say that I'm inspired from the happenings that was of my childhood, because I'm one of them. I belong to a generation that has grown up with a Branko Kockica, you know.
Yeah.
And for example, when I finished my class lessons in 10 o'clock, and I ran away to take the termin to watch the Branko Kockica. And for example, in afternoon, I heard a lot of bad news about the country and transition that has to happen in that time. And I think somehow that's, of course, that belongs to the past, but it's one way.
It's a part of us.
It's part of us, and also it's something that happens to us, but we must cure ourselves with something different, because it's just, I would like to express myself in Serbian language, it's like turn u nogu. Možeš hodati, pošto imaš turn u nogu, znaš, tako, naša istorija. And that's And it's my point of view.
Can you tell me how it is because there are very many percent of young people in Kosovo.
Yeah.
In fact, 70% is under 30 somehow.
Yeah.
And what are young people doing? I mean, unemployment is also very present, like in Serbia.
I think that's a really huge issue to talk about it. But somehow, if I could say that I belong to some groups that are more interested to change somehow, in one way to change that mentality, because in Kosovo, I must accept that it's a 70% rural ambient and environment of living. And of course, there's economic way they are not so established, and there's some economic problems. That's a problem. I think the most important problem that need to find any solution. But in the Pristina, that's like capital city, there are some people that tried always to do something creative and to do something for, I mean,
it was, for example, in Pristina, I remember it was always some music scene present.
Yeah.
I was in some clubs when I was there.
There are some music scene which started to do some new wave music or DJ's music. And there's, it's worth it to mention that before some months there was opened the club called Internet Disco. It was very strange name, but because in Pristina there are many like internet cafes, and the friend of mine that opened an internet disco, like
I heard
people can come there.
But I heard that internet is not so, it's not so
problem,
not so cheap in Pristina, or
yeah, because
the
percent
of
people there are so young and they have nothing to do. For example, there's so young people from 10 years to 15 years old, they use this Counter-Strike. That's a very violent game.
Yeah.
And after, I mean, people who are from 15,
they're playing very
for
much
example, from 15 and 18 or 20 years old, they do always chat or messengers or something
really?
Like that. I mean, for a while. Long time
they are consuming this internet and games
because there are no any other creative solution, if I can say. And but if I have to talk too much about it, it's very difficult because it's a small place, and as I mentioned before, it's a 70% rural place, and the development of technology and industry, point at us in a very, not good condition, because we just get out from some political and political and economic bad situations, and now we are in transition and need some solutions. But we are some self-conscious that solutions cannot be find it out just during the night.
I know that there are also big problems in Serbia and also in Kosovo, very much that this mafia structure is very present in politics and in the economy.
Yeah, I think this is usually in some most of the states or society that are in the transition. The mafia and a lot of bad things use that space to practice their business. And now the unemployment in Kosovo is really growing up, and there's a that I mean that's a the problem, the most
hugest
problem.
And how these soldiers came for NATO, how they act there, I mean, what they are doing, I mean, what they
yeah.
are, I saw these bordels for
in
them
some,
made for them.
Yeah, of course there are some bordels, I mean many more bordels, for example. For some days,
but it's not women from Kosovo. It's in fact women from Russia, Moldova.
Before some, as I mentioned before, I work as a teacher, and so some NGOs invite us to in a seminar, talking about I mean, how to teach the pupils to be conscious about this phenomenon about trafficking and these bad things. For example, in one city, Felizai, Uroshovets, there's about 60 public houses.
Really?
And in that public houses, 50% of them are UNMIC and how to say?
NATO soldiers.
Not soldiers, but staff.
Staff of the UNMIC, administration, bureaucrats.
And for example, if there will be some razzia, they will say, what we have to do, our colleagues here, you know. And so
they just,
they use it. Because in one way, I don't know, really, it will sound so political, but...
But somehow, it's much better to be than in Kosovo, it's much better to be than in Iraq.
Yeah, of course. Of course, because I think that we are a part of Europe, and it's about both interests to work on it, to be some... I mean, I think that the main problem is economic issues. Nothing
more, of course.
Because we are really tired.
What is average salary in Kosovo, for example?
Sorry, can you repeat?
What is average salary?
Average?
How much people are earning?
Are earning?
Yeah.
I don't know. It depends, but I think that less than 20% of people are, if I can say that, earning something. Mm-hmm. Less than 20%, if I understand you well. And the rest
and
of
how much is it, like 100 euro, 200?
From 100 euro to 120 euro until 200 euro. But in some organizations, there are maybe until 1,000 euros. And it depends, there is not one standard of payment. So. I don't know, there's a lot of freedom, but not any rules or any laws. No, there are no laws that if you do it, you will be you will get a penalty about it. That's like how to say, maybe an anarchy, but the people are not conscious about that's an anarchy. It's an accidental anarchy.
Yeah, I understand.
Somehow.
But thank you.
Yeah, I don't know.
You can do it 3 hours like this. You're great. But I don't want to elevate us. We just said that we made 20 minutes. Biro for Culture and Communication, Belgrade, February 2006.